We're going to meet a Canadian politician now. His name is Jagmeet Singh. He's a lawmaker in Ontario and running for the national leadership of the NDP. That's Canada's third largest party. And as a follower of the Sikh faith, Jagmeet Singh also happens to wear a beard and a turban. Last week, Singh was holding a campaign meet and greet when a heckler started shouting at him. She accused him of supporting Sharia law and extremist groups like the Muslim Brotherhood.
When is your Sharia going to end? It's, we know you're about the Muslim
Brotherhood.
We can tell by your votes.
We all know.
But instead of confronting the woman, Singh told her she is loved and valued repeatedly.
We welcome you. We love you. We support you and we love you.
Until she stopped shouting and left the hall. The whole thing was caught on video and, you guessed it, it went viral. Now, Jagmeet Singh, you're getting a lot of praise on social media and in mainstream media for your response to this woman. You didn't get mad. You didn't try and kick her out of the event. You didn't say, I'm not a Muslim. You don't get it. You stayed really calm. What was your thinking? What was the thought process and why did you respond that way?
Well, I wanted to really signal the theme of our campaign and what I've been about and why I'm running to become the next Prime Minister of Canada is that I want to build a more inclusive Canada. I want to build a more inclusive society. And to do that, we need to welcome and embrace people and show them that we can challenge hate with love. And I wanted to set the tone for the room. This was a room filled with my supporters, and they're seeing someone walk right up to me and get really aggressive and almost violent. And I wanted to quickly say, listen, it's okay. We're not afraid of this. We're not afraid of any hate. We're not afraid of any attacks. We are going to confront that with love, and we will overcome.
All right. So what I really want to know, Jagmeet, and again, I'm speaking from south of the Canadian border here, and I know things are kind of mellower north of the border, but when is it okay to get mad? Like, as a person of color who was attacked, why is it on you to be calm and hold your anger and swallow your hurt?
Well, I think it's important to highlight that love encourages the response, but in my case, I chose to show love and courage in the fashion of saying, I respect you and I welcome you. But there's a lot of people in the room that showed love and courage in a different way. The people that are my dear friends and people that are part of my staff, they wanted to protect me. They saw someone attacking me, and their response to this was to come in front and try to block and protect me. So that was also a response in love and courage. There was also some people in the room that were trying to call out and name the injustice and say, this is wrong what you're doing. And so that was also a response. I think it's important to acknowledge that there are many ways to respond to hate, and some of those ways were exhibited in that room. I chose one particular way. But there's no one way. We're complex human beings, and there's complex ways to respond to hurt and to violence.
Do you worry that if you had responded to this woman in a more heated way, that might have backfired?
You know, it's a fair analysis. People have made the comparison that in the States, if you had any politician in a context like that, and someone came up into the face, into the physical space of a politician, they would have immediately been thrown out, or people would have been justified to yell at them. The contrast, though, I'm a racialized person with someone that approached me. You know, if I had responded with that, what would be the public reaction? It's an important thing to note and to think about. For me, there wasn't a question, though. I knew that in that moment, in that split second, there was only one response for me, and that was to make sure that I exhibited the beliefs and the values that I have, which are that we need to accept and love all people. We need to challenge hate, not accept hate, oppose it. I chose a pathway of using love as a response.
Jagmeet Singh is a politician in Ontario. His response to a racist rant is going viral on social media. Thanks very much for your time, Jagmeet.
My pleasure.
A message of love from north of the border seems a wise place to park things today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you all tomorrow.